Premier Radio Networks presents Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. East of the Rockies, west of the Rockies, you know what to do.
Thank you, Ross Mitchell, and good evening, everyone. I'm Art Bell. And let me just say this. I am going to... I'm going to solve a mystery that has been, shall we say, unsolved for quite some time this evening. That I have retired from five-day-a-week broadcast, and that I am now going to limit myself to broadcasting on weekend. Why? That is what we deal in on our program, The Whys, and we will have the answer to that why coming up. But first, this from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, scientists tell us that there is a very good chance that sometime in the future the tectonic plates of the Earth will shift so suddenly and violently that the planet will virtually break apart, sending large chunks of our Earth hurtling into space like enormous meteorites. What if that were to happen tomorrow? Will you be prepared? Well, you can begin to prepare yourself for whatever horrifying, unreal cataclysm hits your home by purchasing the new Peenemann Enterprises desk fan. This full-rotating, easy-to-assemble cooling desk fan comes in three striking colors, white, black, and white, and black. Now, I want to double-check that. Is that four striking colors? All right, I'm double-checking that now. We'll go to our website. There'll be a picture of the desk fan, and you can tell us if it looks like two or three or four colors. I'm not sure. The oscillating desk fan also has a convenient on-off switch and can be moved from room to room. The new handy electrical cord makes it possible to plug it into alternating current outlets. So when the Earth comes apart in a terrifying explosion or not, there's nothing that you can do about it, so why not just buy our desk fan and call it a day? The terribly predictable desk fan from Peenemann Enterprises. All right, tonight we're going to explore my reason for retiring from our show. General Johnson Jameson joins us, of course, from beneath the Saskatchewan crust in his bunker complex there, where you have been monitoring any number of phenoms, Bigfoot, UFOs, the abominable snowman, the likelihood of trans-dimensional travel, as well as, of course, the contacting of spirits long dead. General Johnson Jameson, as always, a great pleasure. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm very well, Art, and I join you tonight in trying to figure out why you've retired from your broadcast, which I think is one of the saddest and yet one of the
confusing?
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. I was looking for this complex word, isn't it? Confusing things. I'm concerned, Art, because I feel I know the answer.
All right, now you feel you know the answer, and we're going to get calls on this as well, General James. Do you mind, General Jameson, we take calls?
I don't mind at all, because I think we're all of a like mind. I think we know why you've retired from your broadcast, and because right now I'm doing some experiments in my laboratory. As you know, I've been working on goblin juice, if it'll make you invisible. But I'm taking 6 months off.
Now, the goblin juice experiment to see if you could become invisible from drinking goblin juice, how's that going?
It's going very well, but the government, of course... I called the CIA yesterday. I looked them up and I called them and I said, I have goblin juice. It can make you invisible. Are you interested? And guess what?
What?
They laughed at me.
Well, you can expect the ignorance of the government.
The government is in a conspiracy. They're in a cover-up. I think they've already got goblin juice. And that's why I think my life is threatened. Because I have goblin juice and they have goblin juice and they don't want me to have the goblin juice.
They don't want anybody else to have invisibility. I've already told you that.
That is correct.
All right, well, let me go to a phone call. The wild card line. Good evening. You're on Coast to Coast AM with General Johnson Jameson.
Hey, Art. Love your program as usual.
Thank you very much.
All right, I think I know what General Jameson's thinking, and I'm going to come out and say it. And, Art, I just want you to know there's a lot of us out here who love you, and we'll back you up all the way.
All right, thank you. Why do you think I've retired?
I think you've retired, sir, because you've been threatened by the government.
That's exactly correct, Art. We feel the government is trying to shut you up. And,
All right, well, I can tell you now, that,
You can't talk, can you? That's okay.
I tell you what, let's go to another call. Hi, you're on the wild card line. Good evening. Welcome to Coast AM with General Johnson Jameson. I'm Art Bell.
I'm Art. My name is, James Karn, and I live here in White Oak, Nebraska. And I can tell you I've listened to you many a night while trying to sleep, because I don't sleep but an hour a night. And again, my mother has had me in for electroshock countless times. And this is just another example of what they're doing.
Well, I agree.
Can I ask the caller a question, if I might? This is General Jameson.
Uh-huh.
You've had electroshock, right?
Well, they say that there's something wrong with me. I only sleep an hour a night, and I don't need any more sleep. I'm never tired. I'm never, ever tired. They make me sleep an hour a night, and that's only when I take a handful of downers. But I think Art, and the government has been in my home, because they've got a radio transmitter in my pillow and inside of one of my two cats. Because why would a cat talk to you? Okay. That's clue number one. Number two.
Well, the cat will talk to you maybe because it likes you. I mean, it doesn't necessarily.
That doesn't mean that the cat has any information the government has.
No, it does not, Art.
Okay. Ooh, man, that helps.
Well, I thank the caller. And, we'll take a break. This is Art Bell on Coast to Coast. Friends, Peeman Enterprises has a brand new, beautiful ass pocket that is coming out for you 2004. Yes, when the cataclysm finally hits and the road warrior's out raping your wife and your daughter, make sure you can hide your money up your ass with our new ass purse. Just put your money in the ass purse, stick it up your ass, and the road warrior will rape your wife and daughter and never touch yours. That's new from Peeman Enterprises. We're back here with General Johnson Jameson here on Coast to Coast AM. General Jameson, I thank you for indulging me, but I will tell you why I'm retiring from our program. Are you still there, James?
Yeah, all right, I am.
The reason why I'm... And you're there?
Yes, I'm waiting with bated breath, Art.
The reason why I'm retiring is that I'm sick to death of you. I'm sick of all you people who believe in UFOs.
Now, wait just a minute.
Now, hold on for a minute. I've listened to your blathering for long enough. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to talk to you, James, you freak. You can't sleep at night because you're schizophrenic. You are a schizophrenic who hears voices and sees things. There are no UFOs. There is no extra-dimensional travel. I'm tired, you understand? I'm just tired! Turn it off!
What an asshole.
Yeah, that's right! I'm Art Bell!
Art Bell, Coast to Coast.
Shut up!
Sorry.